I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Stephen Harper is the leader of Canada, a very rich and cup runneth over natural resources nation to the north, a very strong loonie. And part of this strength is that it has what the world wants. In this case, China. China wants Nexen. It's been approved. Mr. Harper is not pleased. However, the deal has a lot of details. And I go to Dr. Robert Cutler, who's a senior research fellow at the Institute for Russian, European, and Eurasian Studies at Carleton University in Canada. Robert, a very good evening to you. Harper is the politician. Sinuk is the purchaser, and Nexen is the prize. Why does China want Nexen? What are they going to do with it? What's it for? Good evening to you.
Hello, John. It's wonderful to be with you again. China wants Nexen for two or three reasons. First is that Nexen has shale technology that China wants. It's been purchasing companies all over the world, in Canada, in the U.S., or purchasing part ownership, 30 to 40%, so as not to affect people's political sensibilities, in order to get technology to exploit their own shale deposits. Nexen is a particular situation in that they actually went for 100%, and this was approved by Canada, and just a couple of days ago, because there's some U.S. holdings involved, the U.S. also just approved it. So one is the shale technology. Second is that Nexen has operates the Buzzard oil field in the North Sea, which is the biggest contributor to the 40s oil blend. This gives China access to trading that sets the price for the global oil benchmark called Brent crude, of which everyone has heard. So China will be able to increase its market intelligence and maybe even later down the road contribute, participate in setting the rules for how oil gets priced on the world market.
This is a $15 billion purchase, however. So China's paying for all this education for $15 billion?
It is the biggest foreign acquisition ever by a Chinese company, yes.
And this education, they couldn't have purchased it by, say, going to Carleton University. I'm trying to imagine what, you know, is there some secret that Canada's been holding out that you had to pay a high price for? Or is this not, is this just that China wants to be, as you say, it wants to become a player and it put its money down?
Well, that brings us to the third reason behind the acquisition, which has not gotten so much publicity, and people are only recently starting to realize after the horses have been left the gate, have left the barn, which is that the Trade and Industry Minister Mulcair said that this is only a one-off deal, that it doesn't mean that China is going to start buying the national patrimony, he didn't use those words, of Canada. But a couple of law professors have noted that if China owns Nexen, then it doesn't need to buy any other Canadian companies because Nexen is already a Canadian company and can buy them for them. It could possibly be also a vehicle for further acquisitions.
China is a customer of Canada's resources, your abundance. It's especially eager for energy. Does this make China a Canadian energy player? Does it now have a vote in your decisions?
A vote, that's hard to say. U.S. has always had a vote in Canadian energy decisions, if you want to say, to put it that way. Although it's as a result of the decision by President Obama in January 2012 to postpone a decision on the Keystone XL pipeline that actually opened the door to China's greater penetration of Canadian companies, because it must be said that Prime Minister Harper was genuinely very disappointed at that decision. That decision was very poorly timed also, because Harper had already scheduled a trip to Beijing in February of 2012. And he went there and said, we need to follow Canada's national interest. We need to diversify. A lot of people don't realize, for example, that there's oil that goes through a pipeline already to a gathering hub in Oklahoma, Cushing, Oklahoma. That oil is of the quality, it's better than West Texas oil. It's of the quality, of world quality of Brent crude. But Canada gets between $20 and $40 below the world market price for that oil for the simple reason that it doesn't have any other pipelines to sell to anyone else. So in a very interesting way, one could say that the decision of President Obama on the Keystone XL last year helped to orient Canada's energy policy onto a more of a market basis to the U.S. national interest detriment.
Let's also mention, what is the Buzzard oil field, and what does Canada now have in the Buzzard oil field?
Oh, the Buzzard oil field is the biggest contributor to the Forties oil blend. Nexen operates that in the North Sea.
And so China now is the Buzzard oil field? In other words,
It operates. China will operate it. It will be able to place its nationals into strategic positions of administrative and managerial responsibility, and it will be able to gather market intelligence on this on the Brent crude global oil benchmark.
And does that mean that they have the pride of place to expand the Buzzard oil field? We know there's always going to be more and more underneath any good deposit.
They have a base of operations now, a physical base of operations in that part of the world where they did not have one before.
And they're not bringing new technology to this, right? It was just it's a cash that they brought to this. It's good for Canada. It's good for China. Does that mean that this oil and the natural gas that follow will be leaving Canada for China? Are they taking it home, or are they going to sell it on the world market?
Well, the Brent is one question, but the sands up in Alberta will also eventually go to China. There's the so-called Gateway Pipeline, which has been under discussion for a number of years. It's going to go to British Columbia and then on to tankers. There are basically two obstacles to that right now. The first is what Canadians call First Nations, the Indian rights. They have territories, land that is going to pass over. That's a bargaining tool. They're going to get a tidy sum of cash, and they're going to permit it to go. The second obstacle is environmental objections. Interestingly enough, Canada has the pipelines are federal, but the environmental jurisdiction across the country is provincial. So it's really British Columbia environmentalists that are putting up a fight, and it's one of these days Harper is just going to say he's going to go through a lot of procedural approval and so on. But in the end, it's going to be approved with whatever environmental caveats are necessary, and that's going to be built, and it's going to diversify the consumption away from the United States. And then if the oil goes down to Oklahoma for later distribution, then Canada might be getting something closer to world market prices. I mean, Texas and Louisiana, which are not that far from Oklahoma, import oil on tankers in the Gulf of Mexico, and they pay $118 a barrel, and Canada's only getting $60 or $65.
Dr. Robert Cutler is a senior research fellow at the Institute for Russian, European, and Eurasian Studies at Carleton University. The Chinese laid $15 billion down on the table, and they got a prize in Canada. The Chinese are now Canadian energy developers. The U.S. made a decision. China won. I'm John Batchelor.